Hello and welcome to the first ever episode of my podcast show. So this episode will be a quick one, just to explain to you why we are here, what this show is about, and why I decided to start this podcast. And for this, I have created a short trailer for you to make it a bit more fun and entertaining. We are all born unique in every way, yet we often forget there is more than one way. Hesitant we are believing in what's possible, and never ask how we can make it more probable. So this is a place to learn and explore from the stories of those who have designed the life they adore. There is nothing set in stone if we stay curious and don't lock the door. My name is Sarah and I'm the host of the Sarah Shabana Show. I'm here to provoke you to design your own life, dig deeper into your curiosities, and get inspired from those who created a life they love. This podcast is all about realizing the possibilities and learn real tactics and strategies on how you can design a life that brings you joy. Hi again. So today is my birthday. And the reason why I'm sharing this with you is because in the past couple of years, I passed through some tough times and some downfalls, including a tragic loss of my beloved father. And for some reason, following these multiple events, fear found its way to creep into my life. Again, why I'm sharing this with you? This started last year when I decided and promised myself that on every birthday, I will face and overcome one of the fears I have in me to start my year more daring and accomplished. Every year, I will find this one thing that I know I'm fearful of and be courageous to overcome it. Last year, I picked fear of heights because since I was a little girl, I had fear of heights to an extent that in my childhood and in my adulthood, I have never got on any game in the amusement parks that involve heights. So what did I do last year? Well, I jumped off the cliff and stayed up in the sky for 20 minutes. Yes, I did paragliding for the first time in my life. I know that was a very daring start, but luckily it was a foggy day and I somehow jumped off the cliff, not seeing what to expect. However, only 3 minutes after I'm suddenly in the sky with a clear, vivid view of what is there under me, surprisingly, this vivid view wasn't at all scary. It was a very beautiful view of green mountains around me and sparkly sea from the reflection of the sun. It was the best experience I ever had. I loved it. And the instructor who accompanied me got to know why I was doing this, and to encourage me, he started to sing for me "Happy Birthday Up in the Sky." I was over the moon. And of course, this experience made me wonder how many things we dismiss in our life just because we are afraid. How many wonderful things we skip just because we are not courageous enough. So for this reason, I'm keeping my promise to myself and will continue this birthday challenge and we'll see what it will bring me along the way. Now, the issue is we are in 2020, facing a global pandemic, and most of us are in isolation. This made me think, considering the current circumstances, which fear I can possibly face this year, and how can I accomplish that? So I'm not going to take more time and will reveal my choice. And I know many of us might relate to this. The fear I'm choosing this year is the fear of imperfection. It's been a few months now I know that I wanted to launch a podcast, but I keep procrastinating and I find good reasons why this is not a perfect time. I know something deep inside me wasn't very comfortable putting myself out there. So here we are, I'm launching this podcast and recording this very first episode, and I'm going to be vulnerable and put myself out there. And I believe if this is anything, it is dare and courage. You may be asking why I chose the fear of imperfection to be my fear resolution this year. It's because this is now becoming a serious issue in our mental health, and more studies considering it as a hidden epidemic in millennials. That's a big claim. And sadly, it's also not a surprise. We grew up believing that running after perfection is our ultimate goal. We were the perfect answers, the perfect people, We run to find the perfect partner and to become the perfect parent and to get the perfect job, as if we are in an endless race with life. And what I have realized is reaching perfectionism doesn't make you stronger. It makes you less flexible, as mistakes will be associated with shame and inferiority. You always feel you're not good enough, beautiful enough, or important enough, which makes you as sensitive as a delicate feather in the face of wind, which any external opinion can raise you up or take you down. In a great book by Brené Brown, she explains perfectionism in a brilliant way. She said, "Perfectionism is not the same thing as striving to be your best. Perfectionism is the belief that if you live perfect, look perfect, and act perfect, we can minimize or avoid the pain of blame, judgment, and shame. It's a shield. It's a 20-ton shield that we lug around thinking it will protect us, when in fact, it's the thing that really prevents us from flight." I love it. This is very well said, and unfortunately sad as well. Because if we reflect on our life, we will realize that our biggest lessons didn't come from perfection. It came from the biggest struggles, the losses, the failures. All of these were gateways to our knowledge, maturity, and growth. With perfection, there is no place for a trial or experimentation. In fact, it's not hard to make or build something. A project, a business, a book, a piece of art. The hard part is putting what you have created out there for people who will eventually judge and criticize. This is the tough part. The tough part is you to decide to continue what you are doing while you can see the ghost of failure and the critics in front of you. This takes courage. So you might be thinking, "But Sarah, I'm an ambitious person, and I always look for more. If I don't chase perfectionism, what will be my motive to thrive for more?" I would say we'll be better off if we follow a mastery path instead. Because with mastery, you're competing with yourself, and this is how we will develop. While perfection puts you in an infinite competition with the world, which will hold you back and make you lose your energy and your gifts that you can bring to the world. The deepest achievement won't come when you are wondering if you are doing it right or if you are good enough. The greatest achievement will come when you develop a mastery orientation to help you eliminate fear and focus on being a better version of yourself and who you truly want to be. We are all creative beings who always seek growth, and our creative superpowers lies beyond our comfort zones and beyond our fears. I really want you to remember this. And for a moment, let's step into the unknown and imagine what is possible if failure was not an option. Okay, now this is interesting. Try to open your mind and think of the answers to these questions. What if you had all the time, the money, and the resources in the world? What would you do if you knew everything was possible for you? What would you do differently? What would you do if you knew you couldn't fail? These were really the questions that got me. I believe we have way more control in our circumstances than we actually think we have. We can all change our lives completely and quickly. And I'm really fascinated with how many people have managed to do that and designed and crafted a life they love. So there are two main reasons why we don't take risks and design life that brings us joy. One, we don't believe our dreams are really possible. And two, we don't know how to do it. For this reason, this show is all about inspiring you with the possibilities and share with you real tactics and strategies on how you can design a life that brings you joy. I will also bring people you can listen to their stories and relate to them. We will deconstruct what are all the things that help people design a life they love and how to make a profit out of what you love. I want to hear about your dreams. What do you think you need to know to achieve what you want? What kind of stories you would like to hear? And if you have a friend who you know will find this interesting, let them know. And remember, the first step into living your dream life is to actually have a dream and believe you can make it happen. So as we are reaching the end, I would like to encourage you to start a small, simple exercise that I personally came across before, and it shifted my thinking and my mindset. To grab the exercise, head to my website, sarahshabana.me/1. I'll say it again, sarahshabana.me/1. This powerful exercise is helpful in giving you the basic framework you need to dream big and get over your fears. I'll also add the link in the show notes. remember, dream big. And I really can't wait to see what you have to share. You can always reach out and tag me on my Instagram. For now, goodbye till the next episode. And don't forget to subscribe to this show if you're inspired to be part of this community and this journey. Bye there!